Do you know what I like for breakfast? A bit of Ben and Marv.
Put that purple skirt on, you know it makes me hot. He said, come on, get on, get up, look like... You're enjoying my company. He only said, you can't change the world, you're another one of my fools. You were born to have my baby now. Don't cry, my precious one, cos I ain't got no sympathy for you. And I feel... Like I want to bite his head off. Yeah, that'd be fun, because I sure got an appetite. You're listening to FCM Radio, and it's the Shindig.
The Friday Night Shindig.
We are not live.
Don't text in. Don't tweet in.
God, you know what's
don't
annoying,
mail
Ben?
In.
You know what's killing me this week? I'm going to get right into it, Ben. What's killing me this week is that early this week, but you know I'm buying a house. I'm going through that process at the moment. So I've started ordering furniture, Ben, which isn't going to arrive till November, you know, because they make it one tiny piece at a time and they put it together one tiny piece at a time, Ben. But I've bought it, Ben, from Made.com, right? Made.com, right?
M-A-D-E.
That's correct. Yeah, they make stuff, Ben. Very slowly, sure, but they make stuff. And before, Ben, I was doing some research on Made.com and I thought I'd found a few things. I started getting adverts all over Google and all everywhere saying, hey, don't forget about Made.com. I know, I'm going to go back and buy some. I've been back and bought stuff, Ben. I've spent a good amount of money at Made.com and still with the adverts saying, buy me back. I've bought you, leave me alone. What's coming up in the show, please, Ben?
Well, Marv, on tonight's Friday Night Shindig, we've got all the usual favourites. We've got the Shindig Pick of the Week.
Yeah, no. We've started a new show.
We've
going to open it differently.
Song that's just plain wrong.
No, we haven't.
We've got the midday review at 11 a.m.
We've definitely not got that. We haven't had that. No, Ben, stop yourself.
Got the quiz.
We're doing a new format.
We've got the quiz.
We have got a quiz.
We've got
the
buffer.
I've got two quizzes this morning.
We've got the media review.
Right.
And we are live. In a bar in South Manchester, speaking to Swampy in about 10 minutes' time.
Pre-recorded live. We are in live having a conversation with him, but to you, it's pre-recorded. Well, it is pre-recorded.
Don't text, don't email, don't tweet.
But
if you do want to get in touch, at FCUM Radio.
He's right. I mean, I do criticise him for good reason. Like, using the same introduction for the last 4 years, even though we don't do any of those features. We're literally the only radio program available in the world that will read out a list of features to you at the beginning of it, which we never do.
But people listen and go, that must have been a great show once.
Once upon a time, that was worth listening to. Friday Night Shindig.
We are going to be talking about Saturday's match with Kidderminster Harriers shortly with FC Live's very own...
Don't go anywhere!
...lead commentator, Swampy.
Yes, that's right. But before that, let's have a little chat about our respective weeks have been. Ben, you go first. How's your week been, my friend?
Well, Marv, it all started off going to Bracklair. Wasn't that a fun adventure?
Was it, Ben?
No. So it took about 4 hours... It took about 4 hours to get down there. When we did get down there, we played rubbish, and then we came back home. Oh. That was pretty much it. Margie said...
8 hour round trip, Ben.
Yeah, Margie said as I got off the coach, I've been informed that you've not sung on this coach yet. And I said, Margie, I only sing when I'm... There you go. And that's the truth.
So he gave you a beer and said, get drinking.
Did I say that word, Marv? Did I?
Oh, I see.
But anyway, I've not sung a song in anger since my stag do, Marv, where we recorded 13 hours of original Garage Blues material, which has never seen the light of day.
But it's great, everyone. It's really good. You've never sung since... Well, hang on. Sung in anger? Why were you singing in anger on your stag do? Because you're getting married? Is that why you're angry?
I mean, in a kind of performance setting.
Jamming anger.
Yeah.
Janger.
Why would I? I don't have to do that kind of thing anymore. I'm married. I don't need to do peacock dancing on the stage.
You don't need to, Ben,
need
but sometimes
to.
It's just fun, mate, just to get up there and
don't,
peacock the hell
out. As you know, Marv, I don't like fun, and that's why I went to Brackley on Saturday.
Anyway, what's that we be doing your week?
Oh, yeah. Then on Sunday, didn't do much. On Monday, didn't do much. On Tuesday, Marv,
Yes, FC are playing again. Let's go.
Yes. I went to Broadhurst Park.
Woo!
And
here we go.
It was a good game.
Good.
We got beat, but it was a good game.
Good.
And then in the tunnel, I got a big giant bear hug by the Spennymoor manager, Jason Ains, there, who said, is it like that every week? That was very stressful. And then he gave me a big giant bear hug.
Why was it stressful?
Because it was up and down. It was like watching Kevin Keegan, I'd imagine.
Was it a compliment, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, what, yeah, so it was a compliment?
Yeah.
It's about a good game of football. Is it
but,
that
yeah,
stressful?
Yeah. So,
what was the hug like, then? Let's talk about the hug.
Strong.
Did you feel comforted? Did you? How long did it last?
About 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's pretty good length for a hug. You don't want too long a hug.
But he's massive. He's a lot bigger than me. So it was
he bigger than me?
It was like literally being hugged by my dad when I was six.
Is he bigger than I am?
He's a bit shorter.
Bit shorter. Fatter?
No. Just
thinner than
just
me.
Just bigger.
Bigger, just he's a big block of steel.
Yeah.
Coming in for a big old Ben hug.
Yeah. And we should say we're not recording live tonight because unfortunately I've got a prior engagement which I can't.
What's your prior engagement, Ben?
It's
your second sport. That's right. It's the one that apparently more people care about according to our listener figures.
It's just me getting in touch with my northern side. And celebrating
it's not just what it
a
is, Ben.
Northern
it's you
sport.
Straying from the partnership, Ben, that brought you such great memories in the past, like Children of the Revolution, huh? And Bare Necessities with Stephen Wood. Do you remember those days, Ben? And now look at you. You're off on your own with your new friends, talking about your new sport with your weird shaped ball. The rugby ball, not your ball. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's a good sport.
It's a Friday night show, actually. I can be a bit more risque these days, can't I? Ball.
Oh. Risque.
I know, yeah?
Yeah, so, unfortunately, next week we're back to live again.
Good.
And we'll get Margie on next week.
Good.
Yeah.
It's about time. He's going to have to start addressing these terrible performances. Going to put the questions to him hard and fast, Ben. Hard and fast.
I've got a quick question for you in regard to our last segment. How's your week been?
Week's been pretty exciting, Ben. I'll not lie about it. Obviously, we kicked off with a brand new FC Shindig Breakfast Live Night Friday show, which was confusing, but I enjoyed it. From there, Ben, my weekend panned out pretty well. I slept all the way through Saturday, just completely disregarded it as a day of the week. Sunday, what did I do Sunday? Did I sleep through Sunday as well? I feel like I might have done, Ben. I went to the gym on a Sunday. That was a new experience. Not a lot of people go to the gym on a Sunday morning, I found, Ben, which in one way is very pleasing. I was like, I like working out by myself. I don't want people to be near me. I don't want to watch them. I don't want them to watch me.
You know the Marv of 2005?
Oh, I remember him well.
He hates you.
Oh, God, Ben. I mean, right up to Marv 2015. He hates me too. They all hate me, Ben. But if they'd only listened to advice earlier, we wouldn't be Marv 2017. Making them bitter. You know, maybe they could have been the Marv 2017 of their day. Unfortunately, they'll always be known as the Marv 2005. Or whatever year.
Subsequent year.
Bought some furniture, Ben, because I've now got the moving date, so that's happening. We are in our now last sequence of 8 shows or so before we'll be recording from a new venue.
Studio 67.
Why Studio 67?
Just the first number that popped into my head. I didn't want to say 57. Or 59.
Or 66.
Or 66.
Or 69.
Or 60. No, can't do that.
It's too cliche. You can't, you can't call anything the 69 band in the studio. It's just, it's not. Anyway, Ben, you're going to have done a lot of work. A lot of work, Ben. Went along to the dentist on Monday night. That was a very exciting trip because I got to the dentist and realised I got the wrong week. Not for another couple of weeks yet. Really early.
Did they see you anyway?
Oh, no, Ben. They were completely busy. Oh. They were full. Yeah. I wasn't even there to see the dentist. I was there to see the dental hygienist, Ben.
Oh.
Amazing. Oh. Things that she can do with a brush. Not just a brush, to be fair. You know, she really gets into it with the...
Swampy, are you there?
I'm here, yes. I'm actually in a ginnel.
In a ginnel?
In a ginnel. Yes, I'm in the ginnel.
Do you mean an entry?
No. I'm in a ginnel, a cobbled ginnel. It's like a small scene from. In fact, I've just seen half the cast of Coronation Street having a cigarette out the back of the Rover's Return.
Half of the cast of Coronation Street are smokers.
Oh yes,
Did you hear that then?
Yeah,
he was smoking too.
He's been nabbing them off them.
There's a fair few of us still, but we're keeping it going. You know, we're keeping it real.
I hope if you're hanging out with celebrities, Swampy, that means that you're going to be. Asking them for, you know, recording idents for us and stuff like that.
Well, in fairness, I'm actually surrounded by dustbins.
Oh. All right, fine.
Well, the prime area that they are Coronation Street actors, aren't they? Dustbins.
Yeah, and you can start practicing that dream of yours. You've always wanted to create a one-man stomp. You could do that. Perfect, mate. Absolutely brilliant.
So, Swampy, welcome to the Friday Night Shindig.
Now, Swampy, we've got a new rule in place for this week, mate. Ben's going to ask you some football questions like normal. If you don't like the question because it's boring, and you don't want to answer it, you can say the key word of Marv and ask you one of my questions instead, mate. All right?
Okay.
Now, Swampy, I've actually got...
Marv!
Oh.
All right, well, we'll get right into my questions, right? Okay, fair enough. Swampy, if you're on Crystal Maze, right...
Marv, in fairness, I've taken many drugs in my life, but I've never taken Crystal Maze.
No, you're mishearing me, mate. If you're on The Crystal Maze, the popular Channel 4 television programme, greatly presented by Richard O'Brien, if you went on that, which FC players would you take to play the following games? Mystery, skill, physical and mental. Which current FC team would play all those games?
Tom Greaves.
Is it Tom Greaves?
It's always Tom Greaves.
All right. Mystery, skill, physical and mental.
Is it current players or previous players? Just current players?
Current squad. We're trying to get the audience into the mindset of the current starting group of players.
I'd take Sam Baird with me.
Really? For which game is that? Mystery, skill, physical or mental?
Mystery.
Sam Baird for mystery, right. Okay, what about skill?
Skill, I would take, Kieran Glynn.
Kieran Glynn.
Kieran Glynn for the skill. There's no question about it.
Fine. All right. No question. All right. Physical. What about the physical presence for the team?
Physical? Oh. Could I take Olivia Newton-John?
No, you cannot.
Because she used to get physical all the time. Okay.
Does she play for FC, Ben?
No, she sung a song. Physical.
But she doesn't physical. For FC.
No. Physical. If it was physical, I would take FC United's physiotherapist. Oh, yes. Get Sam in there.
Fair enough.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
And the final round is mental. Who are you going to put in for the mental game?
A mental game?
Someone that's sharp of wit, Swampy.
But you're talking about footballers here now, aren't you?
No, mate, it's tricky. Ben's currently pointing
to himself. It's tricky. The thinking man's person, FC United of Manchester, that's in the current team. Mm. That's a hard one. I, you know what? I think actually from that physical, Tom Greaves, it'd have to be, wouldn't it?
Tom Greaves, right,
Tom
okay,
Greaves.
Fine.
Yeah,
Tom
yeah.
Greaves, yeah, you like Tom Greaves, don't you?
We all like, everyone likes Tom Greaves.
Sure. Does Tom Greaves like Tom Greaves?
Though? Yeah, Tom Greaves likes Tom Greaves.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Now, Swampy, time for my question.
Marv!
Okay, if you were going on holiday to rent a villa in Portugal in December, which is quite key, in December, which player would you take with you who would also look after the cooking duties for that week in the villa in Portugal?
It's Tom Greaves.
That is a beautiful question. It really is.
Thanks, Swampy.
I like the question. No, Ben, you can't keep preemptively saying Tom Greaves for everything.
But it is, and you know it.
I think I'd take Craig Lingfield.
Craig Lingfield.
Oh, that is a good choice.
So why Craig?
Yeah.
It's a good choice.
Why Craig?
You never asked me. I'd have to give a reason, did I? He plays on the wing. He's got silky skills. He's a cheapy, chappy scouser. He'd probably get ingredients that we couldn't get from anywhere else because he'd blag them.
Smart. Yeah, very smart.
And he's a decent egg, in fairness. But a vegan egg, obviously, and not a decent...
Do you want me to tell you something else that Craig Lingfield's got as well, which might be handy?
Yes, Ben, I'd like you to tell me what Craig Lingfield's got.
Long arms, which means he can carry two suitcases under each arm.
Smart.
Good point, well made.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now, time for my question now, Swampy.
Marv!
What else have I got here? if you were going to run a three-legged race at a school fun day with a current FC player, who would that be?
Tom Greaves. Every time.
Oh, I reckon I'd do it with a new player, McCarthy.
Good.
Yes.
Right.
He'd tie you in knots.
Well, he would, yeah, but he'd kick the out of everybody else.
Fair point. Smart choice.
Now, good elbows. Get into them, you know. Yeah. Wallop. And, I think he'd tie them up. He'd tie me up with knots. Everyone else would be knots.
Now, Swampy, time for my football question.
Okay, Ben, I'll give you that. Marv! No. Yes, okay, mate, Ben, go on.
I've got a question for you. What do you make of the opening two performances from the FC side this season?
That's a good question.
Thanks, mate.
The other two games, Chalk and Cheese, Waldorf and Statler, a whole plethora of Laurel and Hardy. There's a whole host of them. That's what it was like. I mean, the first game for FC United was very, very poor against Brackley Town. We never really showed the quality that the team can produce. In fairness, I think if we stayed on the bus, it would have still been the same results, in all fairness. In fact, I reckon if the driver for the bus had got off, he might have done better than three quarters of the team.
You'd hope they would have scored more if we hadn't got off the bus.
If we put the bus in front of the goals, we might have actually not conceded as many. No, I mean, the first game was poor, and I think everyone that was there and everyone that's listened back to the commentary, and with the exception of a few people which obviously don't know anything about football, they would have said that, yeah, we were poor. But I think on Tuesday, it was more of the old FC United. There was some good football played. We still got beat by 3-2. But the same token, I think there's positives to take out of it. I think what we need to do is maybe spend a bit more time on the training ground with defensive set pieces, because that's where we're conceding in the first two games. We've conceded goals from set pieces, and therefore we need to work on that a little bit more. But all told, I mean, you know, supporters of FC watch good, entertaining football, and we know Smeddy Moore's manager, who is, I think he called the game quite well, because they won it, in fairness. And I think that's why, as a manager, you can be a little bit more magnanimous when you've won a game, and can be more beneficial and talk about the home team in a better light. But I thought, yeah, there was a lot of positives. I mean, a big game on Saturday against Kidderminster. But if we can take that game into the Kidderminster game, and we can keep working and nullify the defensive mistakes that we've actually made in the last two games, then it'll be a good game of football.
Something that Carl said last week was about how, obviously, you know, it's a lot of new lads all playing together, and the time that can take to gel in and all that kind of stuff. How much credit do you give to that kind of stuff? Because, you know, it's a certain argument that says footballers are footballers, and, you know, they know what they're doing generally.
Is that a question from Marv?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting right
into
it.
Wow.
Right,
I thought that, yeah.
Can I shout now, Ben? No, Marv, yeah, I can see where you're coming from. I mean, there was a number of debutants that have joined the football club, but I mean, pre-season is all about gelling and getting together as a team. I thought we saw on Saturday, it didn't quite work as a unit, but certainly from Tuesday's performance, there's a lot of positives to take out of the game. And you would think third game in that the team have to gel a whole lot more. Perhaps there are a couple of new additions that haven't played in the first two league games that might come in there and solidify and give a bit more backbone to the team. But I think the season's very, very young. I mean, we're playing Kidderminster on Saturday, and they've lost the first two games of the season, and they're a team that are tipped to win the league. So as long as we can play our game, we can work hard, and regardless of the results, if we play some attractive football and we don't get beaten by silly goals, then I think everyone will be happy with it. But we do need to get together and gel very, very quickly. And there's no reason why we shouldn't do that, because we have a good pre-season. They've all worked together. And, you know, the likes of Kay, another game away from him. I know Lewis Lacey is available the next following Saturday, perhaps up front. But the same token, that We've got a good squad, and we should certainly be making Kidderminster come into Broadhurst Park the fortress that he should become. It hasn't been as of yet, and we know last season we only won five games at home last season. We have to get a victory, or at least a point this Saturday, to make sure that we can move forward and we're not at the bottom of the division by come Saturday evening.
And I can give you some team news, Swamper. I could actually give you up-to-date team news on Thursday night. Would you like to know the team news?
I'd love to, Ben. Okay, Marv! Well, sorry, carry on.
Matty Hughes is available on Saturday. Danny Brady's still away. Lacey and Kay are still suspended. And Jake Williams, and this is the big one, Jake Williams has gone to Buxton.
What?
I know.
For all the water?
Wait, he's on dual registration at Buxton. I know that. I put it on the message board last night. And for me, that's disappointing, because there's a massive onus now in the right back position with the young Joel Senior, and now he's coming to the club, and he's done well. Got to say that. He hasn't done badly at all. But there's a huge onus on him now. And I would like the fact that you'd have another player, the likes of Jake Williams, who, let's not forget, won the Manchester Premier Cup for FC United last season. I'd like him there to be vying for a position there to take over Joel's position and vice versa, because you always need competition, and there's not that many people that have got competition at right back at this moment in time. I'm disappointed. I think Jake Williams is a tremendous attribute to FC United of Manchester. He's strong, he's powerful, he can bomb down the right hand side. He's a thinking man's, you know, a thinking man's footballer. He comes from professional pedigree. His father played for Stockport County and a few other clubs a bit higher up in this world. And he's got a little bit about him. Carl has seen something in Joel Senior, and he undoubtedly had a good game, I've got to say, on Tuesday against Spuddy Moore. But I wouldn't want to be pitting my entire season based upon one right back rather than having two backs fighting for the same position.
Well, there we go. Any last thoughts, Marv, before we let Swampy go back to his ginnel and his bins like Oscar the Grouch?
Well, I'm still in the ginnel. I'm gonna hit a few more bins. That's the big bin.
A bit of freestyle about it. It was nice.
Well, you know the great big bins. It's like that's the big bin.
Sure.
Booming bass. This is Brent's, the hairdresser next door, and this is SMBC. Now, SMBC is Stockport Metropolitan Borough Council. But can I tell you also, when I was at school, because I was poor, and we used to get tokens, and you have to queue up for your tokens, and basically everyone knew who the poor kids were in school, which is an absolute disgrace, actually, in modern-day society. However, SMBC, Stockport Metropolitan Borough Council, also stood for School Meals Are Bloody Crap. They weren't, because school meals are fantastic, and every school in the country, from primary school all the way through to secondary school, should all provide free school meals for everybody. Oh. There should be a staple thing for everybody in the country, because you need food.
Yeah.
Food is for the brain, and brain is for the food, and there you go.
I can't wait till Corbyn gets up and does that one. Yeah, we all need food. Yeah. Bloody love food, me.
Right, Swampe, that's the end of your bit of the show. Thank you for coming on. We'll be.
Who's got next?
We're only getting Margie on when we do live shows. I think that's
okay. So yeah, well, it's
not as special as you, Swampy.
Yeah, we have to get you on every week. So
this is already my favourite bit of the show.
Yeah.
It's Swampy from the Ginnel, eh? Where are we going to be next week? I'm not quite sure, but
it's exciting.
I'm live from the Ginnel in the outside the Heat and Hops this evening, and in fact, Natalie's coming past with. Well, she's got lovely barrels, Natalie. Lovely barrels. Let me just trim the barrel. Now that's a different sound.
Yeah, that's a
like
good one.
Calypso Ginnel. That's Calypso Ginnel tuning. There you go.
It's not a phrase you come across every radio show, is it?
Marv, next time I see you down in town.
Yes.
Come and sit down and have a beer with us.
He's so antisocial, isn't he?
He was. Yeah. I mean, he was.
I'll text you why I didn't. All right, that was a really good reason.
Since he's got taller and slimmer, he just doesn't want to know anyone.
He's a sex magnet now, isn't he? Fixes all.
Sorry,
he's a sex magnet now, isn't he?
Goodness gracious! Well, I was drawn toward him, but he repelled me.
He's got a
he repelled
chin
me. Ben.
Now
he repelled me.
Chiseled chin. I'm not Clark Kent.
Swampert, we'll be hearing from you on FC Live tomorrow. Thank you for joining us. You have a lovely
take care, guys.
Stay safe.
Stay I will safe. Stay safe. And by the way, Marv, your questions were far superior.
Aww. Thanks, mate. Always a pleasure.
I'm putting the phone down.
Oh, that's it. All right. Okay. Fine.
So, football talk, Marv. Any final questions with regards to football talk?
Oh God, Ben, I've always got questions. You know that. Football.
Mm-hmm.
Is it illegal to literally do what Swampy was suggesting and like literally park the bus in front of the goal? Is that
yes? There is a football club, I think, somewhere in Europe who have a train that runs along the stand.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
While the game's going on.
That's right. Yeah.
A steam train.
It's in Austria?
Somewhere like that, isn't it? While we're just talking about
somewhere like Austria, Ben. Where's that then?
Germany.
The other one that said it. Germany.
Switzerland.
They're just like Austria, aren't they? Switzerland.
A bit of Hungary.
A bit of Hungary. Which bit?
the west bit.
The west bit, the one that's near Austria.
Yeah, and Czech Republic.
Poland, bit of Poland in there?
No,
sprinkle a bit of
Slovenia.
Bit of Slovenia.
Yeah.
Right.
Imagine.
Oh, yeah. Well, all those people, you're just like Austrians. There you go.
They also all
like each other.
Hmm?
You know, could you talk about the Germans, Sal? They're a little bit like the Austrians. A little bit like the Swiss. A little bit like the Slovenians.
Well, bits of Switzerland are a little bit like Germany, aren't they? Because they speak German.
Well, sure. But people in this country speak German.
No, but they...
Jawohl! I'm one of them.
So, just while we're talking about football talk, Marv, I'd just like to mention Sky Sports. They've come up with a couple of ingenious features, Marv, and I'd just like you to rate them for me, whether you think these are good features or not.
Okay, what scale are you using, Ben?
Well, there's three features that I'm going to talk about. Mm. I think, you know, very useful. Why? That's rubbish.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. Very useful. Why? That's rubbish. Got it.
So Sky is introducing a trio of features for its football viewing service this season.
Okay.
The first one that we're going to talk about is Watch from the Start.
Watch from the Start.
Yes.
Right.
Now, if you're late
to a
match...
I instantly feel, Ben, yes? like people generally watch things from the start. Oh, I see. If you're in late.
Yeah, if you come in late and you want to watch the match from the start...
And you haven't recorded it.
And you haven't recorded it, you can simply tune into Sky Sports Premier League channel, which apparently exists now, press the red button.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a danger to this, isn't there?
Because everything's with the red button these days.
Because won't you know, if you turn up on the 88th minute and you go, I'd like to watch that match from the start, and you have to go on the Premier League channel, then you're going to know the score, aren't you? You're not going to be able to press the red button quick enough.
True, Ben. You go to the channel... You have to do that with your eyes. Cover your eyes.
Yeah.
Look for the red button. Press the red button. Hope that the score's still not on the screen. Is the score?
Because you know what they'll do. You know what they'll do to try and be helpful. They'll have the game still there in the top right, won't they? So, is that a good feature, Mav? Because there's something similar in the iPlayer where you can just go on the iPlayer and go watch from the start, and it'll just take you back to the start.
Yeah, that's been there a while. Yeah.
This isn't like genius, but apparently they're launching it with a big fanfare.
Well, it's live television for the first time, isn't it?
No, you could do it on the iPlayer now.
Only if you're watching. On the iPlayer.
Yeah.
Yeah. For example, if you have a smart TV that has the iPlayer app, it doesn't work on that. Yeah, okay. You have to be watching it through.
So what do you think?
I like the idea of it. I can see why they went for it. I mean, that's the kind of thing that people would go for. But you're right, the usability of it is a weird one. I hope they've thought that through, Ben. Because otherwise you're right. My other question is this. A few years ago now, Ben, the idea wasn't necessarily strange that you press the red button. I've had that for a while. Press the red button. It's a BBC thing, really. Press the red button. So TV controllers started recognising that, and all TV now controllers got a collection of buttons, red, yellow, green, and blue, Ben. There they are. Now, yellow, green, and blue I've used in the menu system on my television.
That's CFAX stuff, isn't it?
Surely television's thought, well, eventually people are going to get tired of using just the red button, so companies will start saying, press the blue button now.
Well, the BBC do have the blue button, don't they?
What for?
When you go on multi-screen, say at Glastonbury or something.
But to get to multi-screen, you have to press the red button.
That's true. That's your way in, you see.
It's your way in. But why haven't we made use of the other coloured buttons, Ben? Think, it's like red button takes you into one galaxy of options. And there's endless galaxies there, Ben. But through the other three colours, there's more galaxies, Ben.
Don't you remember why the colours are there in the first place? It goes back to the old remotes that were Teletext and CFAX. Those buttons were purely there to give you quick access to a segment of CFAX.
Were there coloured buttons for CFAX?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you go green. Green would be sport, red entertainment, blue. So you just press that and it would take you to the screen.
I remember number systems for CFAX. That's all I
remember. No, they had numbers too, but they also had...
Did they have colour schemes?
A colour scheme as well that you could go to. All right.
Fair enough, then. I'll take it back.
Right, Sky is also introducing Ultra HD viewing across 124 matches on Sky Sports. That... For those people out there who get really, what's the word I'm looking for?
Nitpicky.
Turned on by HD. That's 3,840 by 2,160 pixels compared to the usual 1,920 by 1,080 of HD viewing.
That is factual information. Thank you very much, Ben.
It means you'll be able to pick out the individual beads of sweat dripping from tired brows more easily than ever.
Sure.
Marv, is that needed?
I'm going to use my answer of why at this point, Ben. Just why?
Well, it means that it can feel like you're there. But then the question has to be, aren't you?
Well, I mean, it's very expensive. Sure. But then so is Sky.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know.
I mean, I'm one of these people that a lot of people listening to this will go, heathen. I don't really get HD. I don't get Blu-ray. I don't get Blu-ray in HD.
I don't get Blu-ray.
I've got DVDs. I now watch stuff. To be fair, I don't watch DVDs anymore. I just watch stuff online. I've not got a HD-ready smart TV. I've got a TV. You know what? It's got one HDMI socket in the back of it, which I have to switch over between my Apple television and my PlayStation. Just switch that over manually.
Haven't you got the old Super Nintendo Mega Drive Switch thing?
No, I didn't even bother. Just thought, you know what? I'll just change it whenever I need to.
The third and final...
I just don't get HD TV.
The third...
Oh, you've got to watch that in HD.
The third and final thing that I'd like to bring to your attention...
Who cares about football in
comes
HD?
...comes to you in audio
Not
form.
Just HD, but Ultra. Mark. I mean, what is... Hang on. What is Ultra HD?
Well, I'll just explain to you what it was.
But is
you
there
get
a point...
more pixels on the screen.
What comes next? What's after Ultra?
Well,
spectacular HD.
Sky, right, this is the thing. BBC, they did go for HD, didn't they, in a big way. And whilst BBC were going for HD, Sky went, well, we'll go 3D then.
Yeah, there was a lot of 3D.
And then they pulled the plug on 3D because it made everyone sick. I think now what they're heading towards is VD, Mav.
VD?
Did I mean VD? I meant VR. VD.
I'm pretty sure that VD is a terrible disease.
It is a terrible disease.
VR.
VR, man.
Virtual reality.
Yes.
So, watching a football inside a helmet.
Yes. I think that's where we're heading towards. And that's when you're going to need proper crystal clear pixels. Because at that point, you're going to immerse yourself
in
your own living room while your house gets burgled.
What would you
and
do?
You don't even know it's happening.
Would you like... Yeah, really quietly burgling you. What would you do... How would that work? Would you be like watching it from a seat in the stand?
Well,
virtually?
they've already trialed this tennis and stuff. It already exists.
I get it.
It already
but
exists.
If I'm watching it from the stand of a football game, depending on how much I've paid for this headset, I might be watching back in the rafters and just rather watch it on television like the good old days.
No, I think you'll be able to have a very good view, and I think they will change the view based on what's happening.
Oh, so it won't be just like sitting on the side of the pitch watching the football.
I think you know, like the old days where you could have player cam. The old days. Player cam.
Do you remember player cam?
So I think it'll be something like that, where you can pick and choose where you want to go and watch the match. I think it'll be that good, Marv. The problem is that why wouldn't you be at the match? That's the only problem, isn't it?
But on player cam right now, David Batty. So
there is another loose pass there from David Batty. There's a surprise. Now, the next and final thing I'd like to talk about from Sky Sports is audio delivery, Marv.
Audio delivery, Ben. That's a bit like what we're doing right now.
Dolby Atmos, a technology which has made its way from cinemas slowly into living rooms.
Slowly.
It's also coming all around you. That's what they say in cinema, isn't it? And it moves around.
So that's
coming. But I remember when my dad plugged some speakers in the back of the telly, and then he put some other speakers, used to trail the wire,
around
the other side of the room. That was in the 90s.
So that's been
surround sound's been around now for a while.
Well, that's not really surround sound, Ben, when you just attach speakers to other speakers.
No, that's what it was, though. That's what it was advertised.
I know, when you think of surround sound, it's not really that these days, is it?
No, that's what I mean. But isn't it that? I mean, what's... Is there any need
I mean, if you're going down that line, Ben, then just having four friends stood in different corners of the room saying the same words at you, that's surround sound.
Viewers will be able to experience every pass, goal and red card in cinema... quality sound.
Great.
And enhanced breathtaking moving audio that flows all around them and even overhead, Marv.
Can
you hear the Goodyear blimp? It doesn't exist anymore, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Just like football in the stadium no longer exists.
Did you hear that pass? God, what? Did you hear it?
But you remember what the Sky used to do? They used to add the sound effects later.
Did they?
In fact, they still do it. There was a rugby league match in Doncaster where Toronto were playing, and there was about 400 people there in this big, massive stadium, right? And literally every try was greeted with a big roar, even though Toronto was scoring all the tries in this stadium in Doncaster. Now, I don't think they brought a big away following, unfortunately.
It's a shame.
And
it's a sad story, really.
I just think that we're getting to the stage now where Sky are going to have to, you know, beef up the way players are playing to enhance the level of entertainment something, aren't they?
Sure.
What do you think of those three things? Is that going to make you get a Sky package?
No, it's not.
Okay, good story. Can we just get Liam Gallagher's album up?
Yeah.
because obviously we played Liam Gallagher a couple of weeks ago on the buffer, and we were a bit disappointed. But I think it's time to give it a bit of a dust off and see what's happening.
Okay. Hey, kids. Good evening, kids. This is the Shindig live on a Friday night, kids. We're down, we're hip, we're cool, we're happening. Just this morning, for example, I was listening to DJ Charles Darwin. Who have you listening to, Ben?
I've been listening to a bit of Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, man.
Oh, really? Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds?
They did that song, didn't they?
Couldn't name one of them. Done a little thing to me. It's everything I want to be. And now I'm stealing your money and not paying my tax, tax, tax.
Hey, kids!
So what we got this week, man?
Well, it's Liam Gallagher, Marv. And everyone's going a bit, oh, Liam Gallagher's album's all right.
All right.
And it's a bit surprising because we did play a song a couple of weeks ago, didn't we, called...
Wall of Glass?
Wall of Glass, that was it. But now apparently the rest of the album's supposed to be quite good.
Oh, what a letdown.
I know, but I've not heard it, so I can't comment.
Well, Liam Gallagher doesn't have any albums listed here.
Oh, no.
Just Wall of Glass and Chinatown. Do you want to listen to Chinatown?
What's Chinatown?
I'm assuming it's the second single, Ben.
Okay.
Yes, it would be the second single. Oh, there's also a third single here called For What It's Worth.
That's the song I heard today, which was actually all right.
All right, let's have a little listen. Let's have a little listen. In my defense, all my intentions were... That's your 5 second mark, Ben.
I've already heard it. It's you who's asked to rate it.
Oh, sorry, let's start again then. In my
defense, all my That's your 5 second mark.
Intentions were good.
And heaven holds a place. 10 seconds.
Huh.
You know I'd give you blood. 15 seconds. Yeah. 20 seconds.
What can you tell us about the song, Ben?
We've got nothing lined up, Marv.
Well, you've had plenty of time.
I know that, Marv, but I was...
I mean, it's classic, isn't it? He's really getting back into some classic 60s Beatles feel about this. Which I think is what they were quite heavily criticised for around the kind of Be Here Now time, was it?
Yes.
Around there? They started going really like this. I mean, to be fair, you know, his voice does suit this. Probably one of the best things I thought he ever sung. I know I'm going to get criticised for this, but in terms of actually singing, you know, he had a lot of style in, like, Rock and Roll Star and stuff like that.
Cigarettes and Alcohol.
Brilliant. But in terms of singing, Stand By Me actually was kind of a lot like this. It was very, it was sung like this is. And I'm not sure if it's a good thing or not, but it does lend itself very well to this style. I can see why people like it, Ben.
It's very ELO, though, isn't it?
I'm so anti Liam Gallagher, though. And I know I shouldn't be, but I've got to work through all of that trauma, all of these issues that I've got against Liam before I can even address whether I like the song. Can you tell us anything about the song?
I'm imagining it was co-written by Jeff Lynne and produced by George Harrison. He's still with us. And George Martin, he's not with us either. It's I don't know, Marv. Good on him anyway.
I mean, they've utilised the classic Kiss chorus build-up, you know, where you use a couple of power chords back-to-back and build up to a big chorus. It just feels like the chorus doesn't quite deliver. Good lyric writing, very singable. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. And so Sally can wait!
Thanks, Marv. You're I was getting welcome. A bit worried at that point, but then you brought us all back to reality, and it is the same. Anyway, right, so what's next?
You've got like a minute to talk about something. There's been loads of Bake Off controversy recently.
Oh, it's going to fall on its backside.
And you were right, what you predicted a few weeks earlier, that Mel and Sue are going to be back doing the Generation game.
That's
been announced.
Sky is set to retain Live Football League rights for £180 million a year. I don't think it's worth it, is it?
£180 million a year?
To do the Football League?
That's less than what Neymar cost.
It is, isn't it?
God.
I didn't think of it like that.
I like to use that with all big numbers at the moment.
Yeah, really, really. And Bill Murray's gone to watch the Groundhog Day, the musical, and everyone's gone, he's in the theatre watching Groundhog Day, the musical.
If he's got the patience to go every single night for a while, he could really freak people out about that.
Really cool.
In the same clothes every day. Really embrace the madness of
it. And because he's getting older, it will look like he's becoming drained through doing it.
Exactly. Exactly, mate. Anyway, this has been Friday Night Live Shindig. I still need to get that line clear in my head. Friday Night Shindig.
Live.
Not live.
On a Thursday.
On a Friday. So that's very clear, isn't it?
Don't forget, you can get in touch with us at FCUM Radio, station at fcmradio.co.uk. Look out for the wild card tomorrow at 1 o'clock as well with loads of local bands. And don't forget, FC Live from 2:30, FC United to Manchester against the Minster Harriers.
Indeed, Ben. Thank you for your closing thoughts. Much appreciated. We'll be back next week with more from Swampy. Hopefully get Carl on the phone and have a good chat about the next Saturday's game. But for now, good luck to FC tomorrow. First win of the season.
Friday.
Pretty good, right? I mean, this week.
I thought I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It was,
good natter.
Yeah. High quality music.
Didn't really engage with the audience, but...